Welcome to the Heart for God podcast. With many years of experience pastoring and helping to start churches, Dr. Jim Townsley has some practical and biblical advice that can be a great help to you and your ministry. On this podcast, Dr. Townsley and other guests with special expertise cover a variety of topics. His goal is to help you lead your church to be a healthy, strong, and balanced ministry, and for your family to be happy, healthy, and living for the Lord.
Glad you joined us today. Well, I have a guest with me today, Pastor Daniel Anderson, and he is the pastor of Bow Baptist Church in Wethersfield or Springfield, Vermont. And we just had quite an episode today. We looked at the sun, didn't we?
We did, yes.
So it was probably, 95 or 98% eclipse here where
it was.
So that there was so much traffic that the highway was stalled where there's usually nobody, that the people couldn't get around, that a huge crowd. I just happened to be here, and here we are for the eclipse. So we're doing a church review, and we're going over the ministry here. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how long you've been here and what you're trying to accomplish at the church.
Amen. Yes, I've been here for about 3.5 years, and we're certainly wanting to reach more folks with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, to disciple new believers and new families, and to help them to grow in the Lord, that they might then go forth and reach others with the gospel of Christ, and to reach this next generation with the gospel of Christ, as our young people need the Lord, they need the gospel, they need to hear the message and be a part of what God is wanting to do in their lives. So we're looking forward to what God's doing.
So what drew you to this area?
Well, truly, as we think about this particular area with the need of this region and one of the most unchurched areas, I remember listening to Dr. David Gibbs and sharing about that if we lose the Northeast, we lose the country. And I grew up in the Maryland area, and of course, God burdened my heart about the New England region, and we're sure thankful for Pastor Townsley and his heart and vision for serving the Lord here. I've been faithful for so many years and just excited about what the Lord's going to do with the message of the gospel.
So the church was a Baptist church for a while, but before that, it was a congregational church.
Is
that
right? Yes, sir.
So it's a beautiful stone building, and it's a blessing, and yet it's a curse on the other hand, is it not?
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's great to have a building. It's hard to find a building when you're trying to start a church or build a church. But they have a problem that some of the things are that you normally have in a church is you have handicap access, and some of that's impossible with an old building. But it is a beautiful old building, very stately, right along Route 5. But when you think about what drew you here, it wasn't the weather.
Oh, no, certainly. Certainly, this year has been the most mild winter on record, someone said. And so certainly not the weather, but certainly thank the Lord for the opportunity to reach folks with the gospel of Christ. Now, today was a very beautiful day. We had about 60 degrees, I believe it was.
Yeah, it was warm. It was nice. Yeah, and people couldn't find a place to watch the eclipse, so they stopped in your property here.
They did. We were able to give them a gospel track and share a little bit about the Lord with them briefly.
Well, when you try to describe the ministry in Vermont, how would you describe the people, the area, the culture of Vermont?
Well, when I think about Vermont, I think about very fiercely independent people and very, I want to say self-sufficient. Of course, they need the Lord, but many of them don't yet realize that. But very hardworking people, very down-to-earth people, which that's a positive thing for sure. But there is unfortunately a lot of liberalism and things of that nature in the region, though there are some conservatives here as well. But definitely a great mission field for the good news of the gospel, and we're thankful for what the Lord is doing.
So can you think of areas that still are not accessible to a good church, that needs a good church started?
Absolutely. I know that there have been churches started in Vermont recently, even up in the Burlington area, but there's other areas and even churches in the area that in Vermont that do not have pastors. I think there's one also near the very much of the line between Vermont and Canada that has a need of a pastor as well. So there's definitely a great need in this region, and just praying for God to continue to work and send laborers.
So what about the economy? What do people do around here? Vermont's the least of the lower 48, the least densely populated state in the union.
Yes, sir. So we think about what a lot of folks do. There's folks that are farmers. There's folks that are involved with other different industries in the area right along the border. We're right on the border of New Hampshire, so we have some folks that work at gun factories and other different types of industries as well. Dartmouth is a key industry in this area, just about 25, 30 minutes up from here. A number of folks work at the college or the hospital in different places. We have, of course, your plumbers and electricians and all those different industries as well. But just definitely hardworking people and certainly various different backgrounds as well there.
So you've taken over a church, and there was a good man here before you, Walter McDaniel.
Yes.
And before that, another good man, Ken Pledger.
Amen.
And he was here for a number of years. But what have you faced as you've taken over the church and, you know, you've been here 3 years plus? What are some of the challenges that you feel like you're facing here?
Well, I would say some of the challenges that we would face here just along the lines of seeking to minister to those that are aging a little bit, that they've been faithful for many, many years, just seeking to minister to them and also build the church and seek to reach new folks, young folks, and things of that nature. But it's as Pastor Townsley just had mentioned about the building, it's a little bit different type of a building as far as accessibility or even different space, although thankfully there's more room than you would expect by looking at the outside of the church. But we thank God for all that the Lord is doing and just reaching out to folks here and just continuing on with the message of the gospel.
So we've spent Saturday, Sunday, and now Monday, and a little bit we have some folks from your church, some of the leaders in your church we're going to meet with. But we've been going over every aspect of the ministry and your own life and personal life. Tell me what... I'm putting you on the spot here, but what do you think the value of this might be to other young preachers?
Oh, absolutely. It's great value. Pastor Townsley is a great blessing, spends lots of time, and all the questions are very helpful. He goes through and goes through the entire area, looks at the area around, looks at the church, helps us with improvement for buildings, for what we can do to help in the people we have and developing leadership within the church and continuing with those that are leaders in the church, helping with our own personal preparation for the future, preparation for growth and just goals and long-term and short-term goals. So much. To share all that in just a minute or two would be too difficult to do, but certainly many, many advantages, and I would recommend it highly to any person that, especially a young person as well, that could be benefited by 49-plus years of ministry experience.
Somebody said it's sort of like a parakeet drinking out of a fire hose.
I would say probably something like that.
It's a lot of information to digest. But we have been blessed to be here, and I'm excited that you're here and your wife Amy, and she's right by your side, and her heart's in the ministry.
Amen.
And things are moving forward. It doesn't move fast in Vermont, but things are moving forward. There's some new families coming. They're getting younger. They're trying to form a stronger core of people. They've already done some work on the building. It's a very beautiful auditorium. There's some things that may be big challenges to deal with, but the big part is people, reaching people.
Amen.
Seeing people saved. So we're excited for you, and Lord willing, 30 years from now, you're going to look back and say, look at what God has done.
Amen.
And you can already say that after 3 years, but there's so much more to come.
Absolutely.
Well, one thing, too, we talked about is retirement. You know, that's a strange thing that someone in their mid-30s to think about retirement, but that's really the time to think about it in your 20s or
absolutely
30s, and that's a real problem for a lot of pastors, that they're sincerely serving the Lord, they're not serving for money, not worried about the money part of it, but the churches need to plan, because somewhere down the road, that's going to become an issue and a problem. So I feel like we gained a lot of ground in that area, and we'll see tonight.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for joining me, and glad that you're with us in a podcast today. Trust you have a good day. God bless.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, consider sharing it with a friend. You can also follow at Dr. Townsley on Twitter or on Facebook at Jim Townsley.